Penny Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I'm Mo. My arcade, more or less. You can see what... Hello, Happy New Year. How are you today? It's January the 7th of the year 2026. Huzzah! Huzzah! We can leave 2025 behind us. Bye-bye. And welcome 2026. Almost said 2027. A little too early for that, methinks. So welcome. How are you? It's good to see you. I haven't been here for 2 weeks. I had meant to do a show for Christmas Eve, and our puppy ended up not feeling too well. We were just about ready to record it, and I had all sorts of wonderful surprises. At least I thought they were pretty wonderful. But alas and lackaday, had to take her to the vet, and that necessitated me not recording. So it was going to be recorded because it was Christmas Eve, Wednesday, and then the next Wednesday was New Year's Eve, and on top of being New Year's Eve, it was also my 32nd anniversary. So rather than live in a cardboard box for the next few months, I decided to go ahead and just forego a show. So everything should be fine, if all goes well, for the rest of the year. So how are you? It's awfully good to see you. And I don't have Miss Jeannie's magic mirror. I don't know if you had Miss Jeannie. You probably had Miss somebody else. But it's awfully good to be back. I missed it terribly. I'm kind of a I'm used to it. I love it. I have been doing this show in one form or another for about 15 years now. Imagine that. On the radio. Hello to you in the radio, and hello to you watching me in real life. How do you do that? You go to YouTube at Mo Abdelbaki. That's ABDELBAKI. M-O, and then the rest of that. And you can come and see the Paisley Penny Arcade and see the weird guy who's speaking to a camera. And you can see the arcade. Now, the arcade is, you know, up here. I used to do a bunch of bits on the radio that were all, you know, theater of the mind. And I've decided what I'll do is I'll try and get some of those old bits out. Yeah, why not? Get some of those things out, and, you know, you can see just how demented I am. I still, what the heck, you know, might as well see what's still rocking around. There's one I won't play, because at the end of it, I did a thing where I smashed up the arcade ride I was on, because it was a Roman galley, I think, and made me row. And the guy was whipping me, and so I smashed it up at the end of it. And the very next day, my computer was destroyed. It completely melted down. And I thought, this is not good. And so I won't play that one ever again. I haven't deleted it. I should delete it, I guess. But it was just a remarkable sort of thing that the very next day, it was gone. The computer just... And I thought, well, it could be just, you know, but the mind is a powerful, powerful thing. I'm going to be talking about that this year. I will be. And, I need to check in with the... with the, I don't have it up. I need to look at that. Hang on just a second. The chat. Yes. Oh, Pamela's in the chat room. Hello, Pamela. Happy New Year to you. And Lisa's in there. Good to see you, too, as well as I can. There's that chat right there. Good to see you. Come talk to me. Come talk to me. I'm excited about today's show. It's an I Ching-y thing sort of thing. Oh, Quelly's in there. Happy blessed New Year, Mo. Happy blessed to you. Oh, yeah, she was definitely not good. She has doodles as well. Two doodles. One is wears me out. Their stomachs were up. Your stomachs were upset. Or her doodle stomachs were upset over the holidays. With me, with ours, it was a UTI, and it was very it was tough. A long night, as you can imagine. Dad got to go out. And it was a long night, and I felt horrible for her. And went to the vet. And I don't know. Have you been to the vet lately? Great honk. I would pay any amount of money. I would sell blood. I would sell hair. As a matter of fact, I would sell just about anything to make her happy and whole. And because she's valuable and spirited and lovely, and I love her so very much. I'll show a picture of her someday. She and I, we spend a lot of time together. She sits on my lap. She weighs about 50 pounds. She's a big, big dog. She's not a big dog, but she's a medium-sized dog, and she's weighs in at about 50 pounds. And she's a lovely soul and loves me to pieces, and I love her back. She's a very affectionate girl. And, when she's not feeling well, trust me, neither am I. So and I had some really kind of cool stuff. I'm going to maybe show you some of that stuff as time goes on, and we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And I'm going to show you. Yeah, there's one thing I was going to show. Not today, unless I get so flustered and things go so slowly that I go, okay. Oh, Quelly says expensive. Yeah. It was expensive, but they make these little pieces of plastic that you put in your wallet. I don't know where the money comes from to, you know, I don't know how that goes. My wife takes care of that stuff. So here's what I want to show you. This thing right here. What is this? I made this over the weekend. I was going to tie knots in between each one of these. This is a set of dragon beads. Now, I first read about dragon beads. Must have been about 30, 40 years ago. And I was dumbfounded when I read about them because it was, I don't even remember where it was, maybe an article someone wrote about a mysterious set of dragon beads that they had found somewhere. And they were a set of beads that they had bought or that had been given to them or, you know, something. And they could use them to cast the I Ching or to consult the I Ching. And I was like, what? What? What is this? What is this? What is the meaning of this? How does this work? What is the story behind this? And how does one procure such a thing? And is it a myth or does it really exist? So I became highly agitated by this. And I spent years researching this, and it took a long time before finally it became a reality for me. Now, I made a set of these beads. I found it. I found it on the internet. The internet is, you know, it has its issues. The internet has its issues, and many of its issues are pretty rotten. I mean, AI, you know, there are people experimenting with AI in such a way that we can see stuff that is obviously bogus, you know, and these are very strange times. Now, listen, those of you within the sound of my voice, if that is still the first week of second week of January 2026. There's going to be a live show. It's going to be all day Friday. Serena of 1-2 Listens. So you need to, you know, check in with her thing, and I don't have her address here, but check into this. There's going to be live prediction shows all day long, and they'll be replayed, I'm quite sure, because it's always kind of a hot deal. And yes, I'm going to be making predictions live at 2:10 or so, because it's live, you know who what happens. People talk longer, or some people cop out. I may bail, you know, but I don't. I'm not going to bail. I'm kidding. I never bail on anything, and except last week and the week before. But you know how that goes. So it should be a lot of fun, because it's going to be live predictions, and I haven't yet decided. I know I'm going to wing it. What I'm going to use. Maybe I'll use the Ching. Maybe I'll use Tarot. I'll maybe look at a chart or two. I've made predictions in the past that have been spot on. I've made a prediction or true that hasn't been so correct. You know, I made one about the current president. I did not predict he was going to get reelected, because I was predicting with my heart. Yeah, and my brain. It's not gonna happen, you know. And so, you know, you do those types of things. But it should be a blast, because it's got a lot of great people on. A lot of great people from 1-2 Listen who are going to be on there. So Friday, Serena. So check that out. It should be a ton of fun, and I'll be there. And I'll, who God only knows what I'm going to do. You know, I'll be clothed. I know that. It's too cold time of year not to, you know. I makes funny talking like I didn't, you know. I'm an old man. I wear clothing, as you can see, and lots of it. Lots of it. There's a shirt under the. There's a shirt here, and underneath that, there's a shirt. So, you know, when you don't have hair on your top of your head, you get cold. It's just one of those things. So anyway, Happy New Year. So here's the dragon beads. These dragon beads I read about, and I just still call them that. I don't think everyone calls them that. So I made these over the weekend, and like I said, I was going to knot between them. There's a knot between a couple of these. And the whole point of these is that these, with these beads, because of this sequence of beads, I can create all 64 I Ching hexagrams. You heard right. So I can carry these on my wrist, although it's too big. I had one that was bigger beads, big round beads, and it was black and white. And I found it a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, and I said, oh, great, I can do my show that I've been wanting to do on these beads. And I used to put it around my wrist. It would fit if I folded it in, you know, twice. I could put it over my wrist, and I just put it on my wrist, and bam, it exploded. I was sitting right here, and the beads went everywhere. I can see one or two here. There's a black one there and a white one. I need to pick those up. I got most of them up, and I thought, I didn't remake it with those, because the black ones were lava beads, so I could tell the difference between them. That will be important when I explain this. Okay, now I'm going to show you something on how you can make these yourself. Now, I'm not the greatest beader in the world. As a matter of fact, I'm not great at all, but I can bead, and somewhat. You just run string through the holes of the beads. So what you need are two different types of beads that are the same shape, the same size, and the same texture. And that's all you need. I was gonna go to that website that's named after the widest river in the world, right? They have a prime location. You got it, Amazon. Okay, forget that. Well, if they sponsor me, well, that would be cool. You know, I mean, why not? I could use a few bucks. Old getting old. Anyway, and they have all sorts of different colors of stones, beads, wooden, whatever. And I was thinking of getting like coral and turquoise, which are very Tibetan. And then I thought, well, you know, I could do that, or I could get blue and you know, or whatever. And I decided, well, no, I had these beads, so I didn't have to spend a penny for these. And I had the nylon thread that was rather thin, and I just ran it through a couple of times. And with my eyes, which are not so good, it was kind of an amazing thing. So it took a few times. Pardon me, that was... just as polite as could be. Sorry about that. I'm working on a little bit of tea here, which I'll... Oh, how delicate. And so I made this. Now I'm going to show you the pattern that I used to make this. And I will also show you the site that I got it off of. And then he'll... at the bottom, the URL, where I got that from. So you'll be able to go there, and you can then do a stop picture thing. You can just press the little, you know, thing, and it'll freeze frame. That's the name of it. You can freeze frame that, and then you can go there, and you can take a, what do they call that? You can take a picture of it, right? A snapshot of that, and then you can make your own. And I really suggest this. If you're a pretty good beater, you can make it out of elastic. I have one that's elastic up here on my desk somewhere. It's up around here. I don't see it. It's underneath a hat or something. But the point is that I made it out of wooden beads that were the wrong colors, because I can't tell them apart unless it's very bright. So that was my mistake. These ones you can tell. So the whole idea with this, and we're going to do a few of these today, because it also helps you to kind of work with the I Ching, which I think is really a splendid, 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 did I say splendid? Splendid tool. Oh, who's in the room? Who's in the room? Renee. Hi, Renee. Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Thank you. They are nice-looking beads. Very nice. Kind of an abacus shape. Chinese abacus, actually, rather than Japanese soroban shape, which are different. They're more pointy around the edges. Well, I guess that's beveled, I suppose. I have a couple of Chinese abacai. I don't know, abacuses, sorobans, and Chinese as well. Chinese and Japanese. I got into abacuses heavily, many, many years ago. And they're pretty far out. As a matter of fact, here's my big Japanese abacus. I love this thing. They're really quite phenomenal, and you can do some pretty interesting things with them, but I'll put that away, because that's not why I'm here. Not why I'm here at all. So, what do you do with this? We'll get to this. Let me get my I Ching book. You have to have an I Ching book. I should have grabbed a couple of other I Ching books other than the big I Ching book. This is I Ching or Book of Changes by Richard Wilhelm, translated by Carrie F. Baines. This is the book that I've had, since I was introduced to this book when I was 13 or 14 years old. And I bought this book for myself on my 33rd birthday at a mall. That's how long. B. Dalton, or what was the other one? Walton's? Yeah. Maybe it was a Barnes & Noble. I don't remember. It was one of those mall bookstores. And I'd been borrowing from friends or from the public library this book for decades, because I just didn't buy it, couldn't afford it. And then I decided when I turned 33, it's time to buy the book. It's just time to buy the book. I think I was 33, maybe 30, right over that neck of the woods. And so I went in the monk. I guess I was younger than that. Yeah, I was younger than that. But I went in and bought the, said, okay, happy birthday, Mo. And I remember it was met with a bit of consternation. It was my my former wife who was against anything. I shouldn't say that. That's not true. But it was just, it was like, you know, I'm a Taurus. I was cheap. Still probably am. But, and I bought it, and it was such, it had a cover, fancy gray cover on the front. This is an amazing book for reasons that are, it originally starts out hard cover. But over the years, that changes. It's an amazing book for reasons upon reasons upon reasons. Okay? But we're going to keep it easy today. Simple. Simple dimple. Yeah? Okay. So, what do you do? Well, you have to ask a question. So, one of the things you do is you say to the I Ching, okay, what do you want to know? It's 2026. Things are insane in the world. So let's not bother with questions about the world. All right. Let's not bother with that. You can see the messy stuff in my chair. Yeah, it's a hat, some papers. I'm going through some papers trying to decide on whether I want to write a tarot book or not. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking of doing a series of videos on the Crowley Tarot, because I studied it and worked with it and read with it for 45 years. And there are a lot of misconceptions about it. A lot of people think that they say things like, I know that deck, and I read what they write, and I'm thinking, they don't know that deck. It's, you know, it's like, come on. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, a question that one might ask the I Ching has to do with change. Let's see. Lisa's saying, my college roommate from Japan was from a family that had an abacus school. Oh, yeah. Lisa, I wish you had learned too, because it's so fascinating. And people who really get the abacus down, the soroban, they can do it mentally after a while. They just sit there and, and in India, they teach their children mental abacus stuff. Yeah, it's very good for the mind. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, doesn't matter. That's an old joke. So, since it's called the Book of Changes, I try to base my questions on the concept of change. That's very simple. You know, you don't want to ask, should I go out? Oh, someone rang my doorbell. And that's why our puppy is going, raw, 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 raw. We're good, you know, which is good. She should do that. That's her job. Upon others, you know, her other is to grab things she's not supposed to have, tear them up from time to time. Just from time, not all the time, every now and then. It's to keep my blood pressure up. So, we wouldn't say, okay, should I go out with so-and-so? Yes or no questions. I mean, you can ask those. You will get an answer. But the better thing to do is to say, how would my life change if I went out with so-and-so? See? The Book of Changes. And you get an answer. You get an answer. See? So we're going to do that. But first, let's talk about technique here. What we're going to do here. When you're using these, the whole point is not to know what bead you're landing on. So I have, since I have a couple of knots in here to hold this thing together, if you have big enough beads, you don't feel those knots. So I have a very loose hold on it here, and I just run it through, and then when I feel it, I just stop at a bead. And I then see where that bead is. So you see, I can hold this up to you. No, that's not it. It's under my thumb. There it is, right there, under my thumb, right there. It's red. Okay? And I hold it like this. And that bead that's under my thumb, I just kind of put it right like that. Okay, you can see now that it is, let me see if I can get it up here so you can see it properly. I should have practiced this, but you know how it goes. So the next six beads, which are right there, are the hexagram. So it's red, black, red, black, black, black. Okay? And red, black, black, black happen to be, red is yang or yang. I'll probably say yang because that's what I've said most of my life till I was corrected. No, it's not yang. You know, it does not rhyme with wang. So that's the male, the yang, and the yin is the black bead. So we have yang, yin, yang, and that would be li. Okay, I'm jumping way ahead, but don't let that bother you. And the top one would be yin, 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 which would be kun, which is another trigram. And don't worry about this. We're going to do this. So you say, okay, that's the hexagram. And that hexagram is going to be li below and kun above. And you say, okay, but we're just looking at the trigrams. And I'm going to show you how we do this in just a second. And that's all there is to it. And then you can pick moving lines. And the way we do that with this is very clever. You can either do that, and I'll show you that in just a second, or you can do it the way we do the coin tossing, which is you stop at a thing, at a bead, and you look at it and you say, okay, here I stopped at this. I have to do this differently. There we go. And the bead that I am directly below with my thumb is this black bead here. And it goes black, black, red. So in other words, it's one yang and two yin. So in other words, the minority rule, which I have discussed before, and I have a video on this channel, about how to cast the I Ching, it would be a yang line, a solid line. And if we ended up with three, let's see, how do I show you this? It's three. There it is. Wait a minute. There it is. Three. Three red. That would be three yangs. That would be a moving yang line. So on and so forth. So you could do that just like the coins, right? So that you can do it that way. But I like what we're going to do today. Okay? So you do this with this. It's very fast. You could be out waiting in your doctor's office, you know. And you could say, why is the doctor taking so long? And you could just put it here, and you could say, okay, okay, that's Dui, and above that is above that is Khan. All right. So Khan over Dui. Oh, the doctor is smooching with his nurse. You know. Da-da. So you get that right away. And you can do that. Once you get to know the I Ching pretty well, you get some pretty quick answers. But we're not doing that today, okay? And you have to be a curmudgeon who's worked with the I Ching for a while to get those type of quick answers. Okay, here we have a... Oh, Lisa says, please do the book on the tarot and videos. I have been waiting for your book now for over 15 years. How about some classes, too? I'm not doing classes now. For reasons that I cannot talk about right now, okay? Maybe later I'll discuss some things. Pardon me. But for now, I'm doing this is about as far as I can go for now. But the idea is they're what are called YouTube shorts. And you don't wear them, although I'm sure someone does. Well, it's a weird world, you know. But think of doing very short little things about the cards and then maybe doing more in depth about the cards, the Crowley cards. I have my own deck. But I'm I don't know. I would like to, mainly because I think that I would like to clear some things up about those Crowley cards. But yeah, I would think so. maybe some in-depth. If I live long enough, I'll do it all. You know, that's just it. But I'm getting to be kind of an old coot, you know. Been around for a while. Indeed. So, let's think of a question. I don't want to talk about world events or politics because the stakes are a little too high and they're not great. You know, things are kind of crazy right now. I don't know if you agree or not. But I find things to be a wee bit annoying, so to speak. It's strange. Never seen anything quite like it. But, okay, let me just ask a question here. Would there be any benefit? That's a question you can ask the I Ching. Would there be any benefit to the general knowledge base if I were... No, it's a self-serving question. All right. Forget that. shorts will be good. I look terrible in shorts, Pamela. Terrible in shorts. I know what you mean. Thank you. Let's see. Is there enough interest in the deck, in Crowley's deck, to actually put something forth? How will it change will it be worth it? That's just it, okay? Will it be worthwhile to do such a thing? And I will ask. Now, one thing you want to do is to make sure that you start. I always do it with, you're going to find one of these has six red ones and six black ones. And I always do the six red ones above the six black ones, not the other way around. And then I start this business of, okay, so the question is, will it be worthwhile? And will it be something that will be positive? Okay, so I stop right here and I take a look at this and it's black, red, black. Ah, now let me go to this next page. I want to show you something here. Okay. Here we go. Now, black, red, black. That's yin, yang, yin. And that's the bottom trigram. So we have yin, yang, yin. I was glad I found this. I did this a long time ago for a video I did. So this I actually created. Yin, yang, yin. That's gen, right? All right, and we see that's gen, and the top one is yang, yang, yang. You're just going to have to take my word for it, okay? And I see it right here. Yang, yang, yang. So the top one is kan. It's not kan. It's yang, yang, yang. It's qian. So where these two intersect is number six. Number six, okay? Number six. So... here's what we do to see if there's a moving line. Let's first of all go to number six in the book, okay? You could throw in a t-shirt every now and then. Shorts will be good. Yeah, I should wear a t-shirt for sure. Trust me, that's to keep every child on the planet from having nightmares for the rest of their life. Number six. Number six, the book is thicker than I thought. Number six, conflict. Wow. So what you do you read, how do you do this with the I Ching? Well, you read the judgment, and then you read the image, and then you're going to read any moving lines, okay? So you can read Wilhelm and what he reads and all that stuff. You'll have to forgive me. I've got my computer glasses on, which means reading is nigh on impossible. But I'm going to give it a shot. You are sincere and are being obstructed. A cautious halt halfway brings good fortune. Going through to the end brings misfortune. It furthers one to see the great man and does not further one to cross the great water. So if I'm going to read this, what it's saying is that I'm guessing that what this has to do is with copyright violations. Hmm? Yes? Does that make sense? Okay. Heaven and water go opposite ways, the image of conflict. Thus, in all his transactions, the superior man carefully considers the beginning. Aha. Yes. Copyright violations, I'm guessing, is it? The causes of conflict are latent in the opposing tendencies of the two trigrams. Once those opposing tendencies appear, conflict is inevitable. To avoid it, therefore, everything must be taken carefully into consideration in the very beginning. Well, that makes sense. If rights and duties are exactly defined, or if in a group, the spiritual trends of the individuals harmonize. The cause of conflict is removed in advance. Now, a lot of people talk about these cards. So, I have to figure out how to do it without getting sued. Now, what I'm going to do now is see if there are any moving lines. And the way to do that is this, and it's very clever. What you do is you do the same thing I was doing before, okay? Just running through, stop at one. And I'm going to use the Yarrowstock odds. Now, there's two ways to do this, Yarrowstock odds and coin odds. Yarrowstock odds is if you go through and you have exactly, if you're going to pick four beads, and if you have four red beads, young beads, then it's a moving line. You go through this for every one that you picked, four, yeah, right. That's what you do. And if you have, so then it's moving. If you have, not four, if you have three, and if you're doing you can replay this, you know, because it can be confusing. Trust me, it took me a while to get it. But if you have two, if you're going to do the coin odds, you do it twice more. So you do it three times for the Yarrowstock odds and two more times for the coin odds. If you do it two more times and both times are young or red, then that's, yes, it's a moving line. So you just lay back and watch. Okay, so I'm going to go, I picked one. Okay, so I'm doing Yarrowstock because there are less moving lines in Yarrowstock. And I got one. Okay, and the first one that I did, since it was con, was not young. So I have one. Okay, and I pick another one and it's not. So that kind of does that in, right? Because, you know, I got one here. And no. So the first line is not moving. Second one. Two. That's two. And no, black. And I looked back. Okay, that one neither. And the third one is no. 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 Okay. So no one at the top one. So with Kian at the top, okay, one is red already, black, no. Black, no moving line there. Okay. Two red, black, no. So, is the move top line going to move? That's two. Three. So the top line moves. So, we go to the top line and see what it says. Nine in the fourth place. Okay? No, we don't want nine in the fourth place. We want the sixth place. Nine at the top means, even if by chance a leather belt is betoned on one, by the end of the morning has been snatched away three times. Here we have someone who has carried a conflict to the bitter end and has triumphed. He is granted a decoration, but his happiness does not last. He is attacked again and again, and the result is conflict without end. Aha! So, this is saying that I will be constantly attacked for my points of view. So let me ask you the question, is that worthwhile? you in the chat room, if you're still watching and have at your keyboard, you know how people get trolled. And there's a huge Crowley group out there. What do you think? Is it worthwhile? Is it worthwhile to put yourself out there and have people say you're an idiot, you don't know what you're talking about? What do you think? What do you think? Just wondering. Okay, so this changes the hexagram. So we have Gen, oh no we don't, we have Con, and then we have Dui, which leads us to number, our thing here, we have, I can't point to it, I can point to it on my screen, doesn't do you any good. So we have Gen for the lower one, and we have Dui, because the top one changes, we have 47. So we go to 47. Yeah. I went to a doctor for my eyes because I thought I needed new glasses, and the doctor said, well, you have to have cataract surgery. So I went to a cataract surgeon, and the cataract surgeon said, nah, you don't need cataract surgery. You need glasses. So I went to the eyeglass doctor, and I don't know. Someone's getting a payoff somewhere, I guess. I don't know. Oppression, exhaustion. Okay. Exhaustion. Perseverance. The great man brings about good fortune, no blame. When one has something to say, it is not believed. The I Ching speaks. Okay? I'm not going to read what Wilhelm has to say. Okay? There is no water in the lake. The image of exhaustion. So, adverse fate in human life. In such times, there is nothing a man can do but acquiesce to his fate and remain true to himself. Now, I wouldn't just say, I'm not going to do it, but I would think long and hard about this. Long and hard about this and say, wait a minute, what in the world here? What in the world here is going on? By the way, this is the website, RussellCottrell.com, Virtual Yarrow Stocks, Memory Wheels, okay? I'm going to leave that up so that you can then copy that. You can stop your video and go to his site where he talks about all of this and how to do the moving lines and all that stuff, okay? So we think about that. So in other words, if I do this, probably I will get a lot of negativity and stuff like that from people. Now, does that matter? You see? Does that matter? That's up to me, isn't it? So I have to think about it. Is it worth doing that? I've taught Tarot for 40 years. Something like that. It's an important subject. I've taught his deck for that long. What is the difference between doing it on YouTube and doing it somewhere else? Well, I've got my own deck to teach. You see? Maybe that's what I should do. So maybe that's it. Okay. All right. Let's work that. Would it be better? Would it change if I were to teach my own deck? All right, and the hexagram I get is Con below, Kun below, and Li above. Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Let me put that back up there. Um, Let's see. And you'll, by the way, you'll get the dragon beads, because the dragon beads have disappeared, on his site. You can get the pattern for it that I used mine for. I had them up here, but they keep disappearing. So maybe that's for the best. Maybe it's, once again, a copyright thing. So we have Kun, which is here and on the bottom. And then we have Lee on the top. So Kun and Lee intersect at 35, which is, that's better. Let me think here. It's 35. That's progress. Progress. Huh. The judgment. The powerful prince is honored with horses in large numbers, and he is granted an audience 3 times. Basically, this is saying that the sun rises over the earth, thus the superior person brightens his bright virtue. This is more about better times. The light of the sun as it rises over the earth is by nature clear. The higher the sun rises, the more it emerges from the dark mists, spreading the pristine purity of its rays over an ever-widening area. Blah, 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 blah. I think that what this is saying, I've seen a lot of Facebook Aleister Crowley pages, and he has become almost deified. To the extent that it's almost people really, I don't like what I see sometimes. So maybe I would do my own deck, because then it wouldn't have that heavy. There's a lot of heavy ness, a lot of that. Do you get it? It's kind of a, I get this completely. Why would I do him when I can do me? I mean, there's a lot of him in my cards, because I used his for so long. They're wonderful cards. But I based mine on my reading of modern Tarot work. For all the years that I worked with Tarot. Had a deck since I was 10, so, over 60 years. You see how this works? You don't have to read every word. It comes very clearly and very quickly if you let it, if you work it right. See? So that's a personal question. I didn't mean to make this about me. And that's not what this is about. It's about how to use these beads and how to use the I Ching and how to ask questions. It can be very enlightening if you do it properly. I love these beads. I'm afraid to, I'll probably put them in a bag and put them in my pocket. I don't want to do that. I'm afraid I'd like to find a size bead that works that I can wear them on my wrist. That would be nice. No, I'll work it out. But do go to this address that I showed you earlier, that I'll show you again right now, because that is where I got the pattern for this, and you'll find it there with black and white beads, and you can make your own set, and it's easy to do. You can look up on YouTube how to make an endless bracelet. That's what this is called, an endless bracelet. And it fits on my wrist, but it's very loose. And so it would, fall off. And I don't have Teflon. It's not a Teflon string or anything. It's just a rather thin nylon string doubled. Otherwise, I would wear it. People are used to me being weird, trust me. What else could we ask? We don't have that much time left, but I love these beads and I love using them because they really do. The I Ching reveals, no matter how you ask it, whether you ask it by coins or yarrow stocks, Let's do one and do the coin odds and see what happens. Make sure I've got it set the right way. There we go. All right. I'm going to ask it. This is the 250th anniversary of the United States. What sorts of changes are in store this year? All right. By my reckoning. All right. Yang, yin, yin. Yang, yin, yin. That's Jen. And that is the second one down on the left-hand side. That's the oldest son. And then on top of that are three inlines. So, oh, crap. All right. That's Kun. That's 24. And before we go to the book, that's called splitting apart. So, I mean, I asked, and the I Ching answered. Okay? I asked, and the I Ching answered. I don't have to go to the book. So I'm not going to. I'm just going to say, okay, let's see what type of moving lines we get. And I'm just going to go I'm looking for two yangs on each line. So I pick this one. That's a yin, so no moving line. This one. Yes, that's a yang. And this one. Nope. Third line. Mu yang. Yes. And yang. Okay. So the third line on that one is a yang. Is a moving line. So that means that it was Jen. So that becomes Li. Okay. So the bottom trigram becomes Li. Remind me if I can't remember it. And, well, actually, let's do that one. And here's how I do this. So instead of having splitting apart, we have Li and Kun. So we have Li and Kun, which is 36. 36. All right, 36. Darkening of the light, if I recall. Darkening of the light, I think. Ming, I mean, Ming Yi, darkening of the light. Okay. All right. We're just going with, because we're on a borrowed time here. Not borrowed time, but just, it's okay. So then we go to the next one. That's looking pretty dismal. I'm not going, you know, like, okay, so the fourth line is a yin line, and we're looking for, nope, it's not a yang. Fifth line. Nope, it's not a yang. Come on, give me something positive here. Nope, it's not a yang. So it's going to be, I would say politically, I can't leave it on something negative like that, but that's, I asked the I Ching, and I shouldn't have done it, but I did, okay? So that's how you use this. Now, that's why I said I wasn't going to ask that sort of thing. But what did I do? Like a jerk. He asked it. But we obviously have, in my opinion, problems with the democracy, with other things going on as well. So I asked, and I got answers. I'm not going to ask again. I promise you can tune in again. I won't ask those types of questions anymore. I also think that there are reasons for what's happening. And I think that they are positive reasons for what's happening. Extremely positive reasons that on the other side of all this, we're going to go, oh, okay, that was positive. Yeah, I think, I really do believe that, by the way, okay? I actually do. So, that being said, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Can you see how incredible the I Ching is? It's one of those things that always blows me away, like tarot blows me away, like astrology blows me away. I do all sorts of divination. I do palmistry. I do all many things. And I'm always amazed by how incredible these things are. They really do excite me and blow my mind. I hope they do yours as well. I hope you've enjoyed this. I have enjoyed this. I've enjoyed seeing you again. And don't be bummed out. This is just kind of a karmic thing, I have a feeling. And I have reasons that I say that, which maybe I will discuss with you at some point. But for now, relax. Make yourself some I Ching beads. Get yourself a book that you like on the I Ching. I like this one. I have a couple more I like. I'll dig them up and I'll see if I can. I don't know if they're in print still, but we'll find out. I'm old. Buy old books. All right? All right. Until next week. Okay? You know I love you. And I mean it. I wish you all peace. And I wish you all love. And I will talk to you later. All right? Bye-bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.